The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
You know, this is awesome. I just love doing this. Juan, it's great to see you again. This is going to be a great show.
All right, let's do it.
All right, we've got Ali Solis on. She's the executive director of Make Room USA. They research, share, and advocate for bold solutions to the affordable housing crisis that not only grips South Florida, but most urban environments. Today, I do a lot of high-rise residential land sales to the market rate guys, so we're going to have a lot to talk about. I'm very excited to have her on the show. I want to thank Lisa Paley for helping us put that together, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about how I find deals, and of course, we'll give an update on Vivian. Vivian is doing great, but it's a non-linear recovery because it's biomechanical, but she's amazing. She's staying positive. My gosh, do I love that woman. So Wanda, let's get started. Play some music. Let's pay some bills, and then we're going to talk about solving the affordable housing problem, how I find deals. Make sure you stay with us because we'll help you make money today. All right, we got good vibrations here, and that's what you're going to need because we're going to talk about affordable housing, and boy, that's going to make it uptight because it's an oxymoron down here in South Florida. But let me tell you the truth. The truth is, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their Audi store up in Gainesville, and they've got all the great nameplates down at their big store down in Key West, so make sure you go down there and check it out too. You know what they have in common? Well, besides the fact that they're all great cars, they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's dance!
The vibrations good like sun kissed. Many want to know who done this. Mark your mark, and I'm here to move you. Rhymes to prove you, and I'm here to prove to you that we can party on the positive side of both positive vibes. Come along for the ride. Thinking you feel my rhythm is my occupation. So feel the vibration.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
Hey, do you need some real estate capital? Then give me a call at 305-773-6300. We've got private loans for you. What does that mean? That means if you call us, one person makes the decision. They can commit that day and they can close within a week. Maybe you need something more complex. Structured finance. What's that? That means big loans for big projects. I can help you with that too. Got a guy called me just the other day. 75,000 square foot shopping center he's trying to buy. Jim, can you help? I said, you sure can. Sure. He called me at 305-773-6300. Maybe you should too, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and boy, have I been waiting to talk to Alex. Allie, I really appreciate Allie Solis is on. She's the executive director of Make Room USA. Allie, I drive the streets almost every day looking for deals down here. I sell a lot of land to the market rate folks. And there's one thing I know, it's real hard to make the numbers work on affordable. We had one of my local clients, Metronomic, on a couple of weeks ago. They're in the process of doing affordable housing close in. They're trying to solve the problem, but they can't do it alone. So Allie, welcome to the show. Let's hear what's going on in this sector and how we can make some changes.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for having me on and for, you know, raising this important issue. Clearly, Miami-Dade County and the surrounding areas at the epicenter of the affordability challenges in the country. It's really the third worst in the nation in terms of places where people can find an affordable place to rent in particular. So I'm excited to be on to talk about some of the work that we're doing to help solve that issue.
Well, I know part of the work was that just you held a big conference here. What were some of the results? Maybe we can do a, you know, kind of an oral white paper for a second. What happened at the conference? Any good things come up?
Yeah, that's great. And just a little bit by way of background. So Make Room is a national organization that is working to really educate the public and key policymakers about this problem, but also identify solutions. We think this is a solvable issue. So one of the influencer groups that we focus on are journalists because they are in touch with what's happening in the community, and we want to ensure that they've got access to good examples of how people are solving this problem from the public and private sectors. So last week, we had 16 journalists from the entire Miami-Dade, South Florida region come and really spend a day learning intensely about, the issue and its rippling impacts on the economy, the connections to problems people are having with respect to health and education. And then we went around and really looked at some innovative projects that are taking place, that are public-private partnerships at work. And the journalists had a chance to meet with residents. These are residents that are struggling to be able to find affordable homes, and those lucky few that have been able to find it, and what it has meant to their lives and to the creation of new opportunities.
Well, one of the things that I've been watching out my window is the demolition of the housing that the people that wait tables and pump gas and clean your house. I've watched that being demolished in the 50-story unattainable condos being built there. And I'm wondering, how are we going to solve our traffic problem when we're moving all the people that work on the east side to Central or Western Dade or Broward
Homestead.
County? Homestead.
Homestead.
Yeah,
works.
Wanda, you got a friend. What happened to your friend?
Moved to Homestead because you can have pets down there a lot easier.
Yeah, and you couldn't. The person couldn't find.
Finding housing in the big city of Miami with accommodations of pets has become quite a challenge. I can speak for that myself.
Well,
how's that going?
Well, Allie, there it is, right from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah, no, I tell you, I mean, I think, not only is the issue of finding affordable homes that can accommodate families of all sizes and including their pets, but this is a growing crisis where we have, one in four renter households paying more than half of their paychecks to rent.
Yep.
One of the myths that are often out there is that these people that are searching for affordable housing aren't working or somehow living on public subsidies.
Oh, nope.
We know that 80% are working two jobs, often more than two jobs, and there just is an insufficient supply available to those working families. And they're, as you guys just mentioned, they're the epicenter of the service working community. They're the heartbeat of our society that keeps, things going, and in a place like Miami, where you have such a critically important service community needs there, then you certainly want to make sure that people have a way to get to work on time. And sadly, we're soon going to be running out of places for people to go. Homestead is already far enough, but we're finding. I just met with somebody that was a leading organization, had been there for 15 years, created a family, and both of her kids graduated from state schools in the Miami region. And, they're moving to Atlanta because their kids have graduated. One is a teacher and the other's an engineer, and they cannot find homes that they can raise their families in at a price point that they can afford. So we're losing talent to places like Atlanta because we can't find homes for some of our, you know, newest graduates to live in.
So here's the question I have for you. Those big fancy condos, four people will live in the two bedrooms. That's just what's going to have to happen. The people that call me that are trying to buy the homes in Allapattah and putting four people per room and charge them by the week, well, that's going on. Because I've seen the people and I've seen the bicycles stacked outside on a Sunday. So what is a solution? Because I hear people say, well, we'll do mixed housing where you have two types of people, two income groups living in the housing. Maybe that works if they come in different entrances and exits. Maybe that's happening in Los Angeles a little bit. What do we see as a solution here?
Well, so first of all, I think there isn't one magic bullet, right? And I think what is interesting about approaches that we can look at from other communities is that, you know, there's lots of different tools and ways to address that. So certainly if you're creating large-scale developments and luxury apartments, many cities are now, you know, creating incentives for developers to include units that could be affordable to, you know, our working class families. So that would be kind of a mixed income community. And there's many of examples where, you know, folks are living side by side and we encourage that and think it's important. There's also smaller scale infill development that can be happening. And we're working, one of the developers that spoke last week to the journalists is a woman named Avra Jane who runs a group called Vagabond Group. And they are taking small, historic, like 1950s smaller hotel spaces and converting them into smaller units, but using creative design mechanisms so that, you know, they're making really good quality use of every part of the spaces that are available. So I think looking at new approaches from designing of these homes, finding ways to incentivize developers to consider providing some units that are affordable. I think linking any kind of transit investment to housing. And then finally, you know, there's land banking strategies. So the city government getting in before a lot of the international cash buyers are coming into this market and buying up properties and holding them, you know, finding ways for private-public partnerships to come in and get a hold of that land and think about its best use. The mayor came and spoke to our event, Mayor Suarez in this case, and spoke about his real commitment to finding solutions to using some of the $100 million worth of bond funding and additional resources that he will be looking to pull together working with the council there. So I think there are a range of solutions on the way. The question is, you know, can they get to scale quickly and in time that, you know, we're not losing what's left of the affordable stock and pushing people further out?
Well, beyond that, you're going to have increasing prices due to the interest rates that are going to be drifting up just because that's what's going to happen, and other issues as well. I mean, what do you think? What are you hearing about interest rates and, you know, the overhang of student debt, all of these things that you know, in the past they've talked about that stopping household formation. That's keeping people on the sofa at home. And that isn't really what I would consider good affordable housing. We can't even get starter homes and starter apartments. How about, you know, well, I remember 20, 30 years ago, they would float bond issues so people could buy their first homes. I mean, these are things we got to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a parent who has a junior in college, the thought of her then coming back to live with me is not appealing, but it's really the reality. So many of our young students are coming out with student loan debt. And, you know, an inability. There used to be a time where you could get a couple of roommates, but even that has become really challenging in hot markets like Miami. So I think you're right. The interest rates, the sort of impacts of tax reform writ large on individuals will be of interest for developers that develop affordable housing using the nation's kind of number one tool that we have, and that is the low-income housing tax credit program. While it was preserved in tax reform, there will be implications just because it's a corporate investment opportunity, and the dollars are going to be stretched even further, and we'll need more resource gaps. So I think there's the other piece I think just to point out and to remind us, because you know the foreclosure bubble burst wasn't so far long ago. We lost 9 million homeowners pretty much overnight, right? Well, of the 9 million, a very small amount of those actually were able to maintain homeownership. And so you couple that with an already tight need for additional affordable homes, now with what were homeowners becoming renters, it just, you know, and all the other things that you've mentioned make for quite a storm.
Allie, can you hold on and do another segment with us? Because we have more to talk about, sure. But we're running out of time here in this segment. All right. Absolutely. So we're going to stick with Allie. We're going to talk more affordable housing. I'm going to get her thoughts on places like what's going on in Wynwood, where the historic neighborhood is being pushed out, and you've got enormous deals going in, and the affordable units there are micro units that are for the people that work downtown, but not the people that live there now. So, Allie, that's a tease on our next question. Wanda, rock the house. Oh, Wanda, I was dancing there. I was walking on sunshine with my friends, and when I'm not walking, I'm riding. And when I'm riding with Warren Henry, because all the vehicles I own are Warren Henry vehicles. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. If you need an Audi, they've got you covered in Gainesville, and they've got all kinds of great nameplates down at their store in Key West. Hey, you know what the Warren Henry advantage is by now? It's complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime. But what it really is you become a member of the Warren Henry family, and that's just awesome. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, you need some capital for real estate? Well, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. One of South Florida's oldest private lenders. One person will make the decision. We can commit that day. We can close in a week. You need institutional quality financing, bigger deals, more complex? Can handle that too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll bring billions of dollars of transaction history to the table for you to help you. That's right. If you call me, I want to help you. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, you'll find out that when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with Allie Salee. She's the director of Make Room USA, which is a national advocacy group. They research, share, and advocate for bold solutions to the country's housing crisis. And we're a microcosm of that here, but it's happening in L.A., San Francisco, New York, just about everywhere that they've got limits to where you can develop, and a lot of people wanting to live there. Allie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, here in Miami, we've got Wynwood. We've got Little River, where the Vagabond Group is doing their MIMO hotels.
Alapata.
All these little areas, the roads, all these close-in areas, Coral Way, they're under incredible pricing pressure. It's just absolutely unaffordable to find anything that's a starter home. In fact, a starter home, one of my clients is developing zero lot line starter homes in Coconut Grove. They started about $900,000. You find me a family that can afford that, that's coming right out of, well, I guess you got to, because they're selling them, you know? So that's what's going on. All the people that were the historic neighborhood, it's gentrifying. Now, that's going to happen. I'm part of the issue. As my mom says, Jim, you're the problem. Well, I also want to be part of the solution, Allie. What can I do?
Great point. And, you know, at the top of the hour, you mentioned that this is a problem in heart markets like L.A. and Florida, Miami. But it's, you know, I just came from Erie, Pennsylvania, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. These are places that people don't necessarily think of as being unaffordable. And I think we're going to start to see this creep into all parts of communities, including rural and smaller towns throughout Florida. But to answer your question, and particularly around the points of gentrifying communities, you know, we've got to really focus on preservation. You know, it's wonderful to see new investments coming in. We want that. We encourage that. But we also want to make sure that the people and the families that have made those communities thrive for, you know, many, many years have an opportunity to stay there. So one approach is, you know, finding ways to have preservation, as I was mentioning before, where you can purchase land ahead of time before the boom really hits, and use infill strategies to purchase private land and that, you know, may be easier to make for smaller units and still maintain them somewhat affordable to the families that live there. I think that's a really important set of tools and strategies, which is to think about how we can preserve some of that affordable housing in markets that are quickly becoming just extremely unaffordable kind of overnight.
Well, you know, we've got some journalists that are watching us on Facebook Live and listening, so you're getting your message out across, and we're proud to be helping you. Finding and identifying the land that's in infill locations, that's close in, that hasn't been identified yet. I got a secret for you, Allie. Not going to happen in Miami. That I guarantee you. Because every day, me and about 20 other people that I know personally are out there looking and scouring. The issue is that the numbers just don't work for anything right now, let alone affordable housing. So I believe that if you can identify a place where you can put somebody and you can create a effective capital stack that make the numbers work, well, yeah, you can build a deal. But I don't think you could do that without significant government assistance at this point.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I think there are approaches that one could look at, which is, you know, some of the things that drive up costs, right, are zoning regulations, land use policies. So there's some, you know, low-hanging fruit and incentives that public agencies could be providing, which equal dollars at the end of the day. So that's one aspect that we're looking at. You know, how can we break down regulatory barriers that make costs more efficient, to make it easier to get deals done, and, you know, maintain those, and in turn maintain some of those units at more affordable rents.
So, Allie, hold on. Pause. Let me translate that, because nobody understood what you said except for me and about a handful of people. So let me kind of reduce that to what you really meant. What you're talking about is telling the developer, you can build 200 units the way it is right now. We'll let you build 250, but 30 of those have to be at a price point that's for XYZ, and it's got to stay that way for 30 years, and that's got to be a covenant in your deal, and then we'll give you the extra units. That's sort of what you're saying, isn't it?
Well, I think that's one approach. I think that you could look at it. I'm not sure it's got to be a 30-year covenant, but I think, you know, you're also getting, you know, resources in the sense of density bonuses that you wouldn't get normally if you were just building those units, right? So you're allowed to build higher, perhaps, and there's more flexibility that would be provided. But, yeah, I mean, to some extent, that would be the way, one way that you could get some additional units in.
Well, the reality is what you really need to do is to be able to design a building that can effectively put the different people together in a way that they all feel comfortable and create what I got to believe is a beautiful community. You see, that's what we really have to get back to. We have to get back to the community. This problem is firing up a lot of anger and frustration in our community for a variety of reasons. People are losing their home. They have to move. Then they move to a place that's nowhere near their business. Then they can't afford to get there where they work. Then they're on their way. They're stuck in traffic. They're late. They're getting angry. They're wasting time. They're wasting productivity. They got to leave early. They start working. I call it Los Angeles hours, where you leave at 10 and you go back in your home by 3. That's me, for the record. And I work from home in the morning and in the evening because I just can't deal with it anymore. And when I call my mom on the way back, you know, I think I've said it before, what she says, Jim, it's your fault. Live with it. Well, I don't want to live with it. I want to live in a community that's people get along. So there's there's the bonuses, there's federal funding, which at least was somewhat preserved in the new tax code. What are some other creative solutions? We've got like a couple more minutes left, Allie. You know, roll out the real dream list.
Well, I think, you know, we should look at the range of tools. So one of those is helping people provide rental assistance, right? So for some people, there's a gap between the income and what they can afford. So we're looking at creative approaches where private governments or private companies, where this is a real problem for employee retention, are providing some funding to help bridge that gap. So rental assistance and new approaches to helping solve the income gap is another area. A third is emergency assistance. For a lot of people, they can, you know, get by, but then you're living so close paycheck to paycheck that any little interruption, medical emergency, a car breaking down, can really cycle you into a downward spiral that could end up into eviction and homelessness. And so we're looking at approaches that allow for short-term, small-dollar loans, and we'll be piloting those in Miami at an event that we'll be announcing in May. And then I think a whole host of ways where the government can be working to think creatively about how do you make any investments that the government's going to make in housing, make them closer to transit? How do we look at funding transit and housing hubs in similar places? And so I think, you know, a combination of those things. And the other thing is really getting people to get more civically engaged. You know, policymakers will listen to their constituents. So we have developed a digital tool to help people communicate one-on-one with policymakers, share their stories, and remind them about why solving this problem is so essential.
How do people get to that tool, Allie?
So you go to makeroomusa.org and you join our efforts, and we will make it easy for you. We actually even provide points and gamify the system. So, you know, to incentivize people to take some of those actions and make some of those calls to their city council and members of Congress, et cetera.
You know, you've talked about emergency assistance, housing assistance, you know, things for people that are living paycheck to paycheck. You know, all the terminology and all the color that you've been giving paints it in a certain, we'll say, economic framework. But I think one of the real things that's a real problem here is the middle class. And the middle class is being pushed down. There's no, you know, the middle class needs this housing. It's not just for people that are visibly at risk. It's also for the move-up housing, to move into the neighborhood where your kid wants to go to school. There's just a real lack of housing that is, well, I'll have to call it attainable. What do you think?
That's right. And I couldn't agree with you more. We believe that, you know, ultimately you need different kinds of housing to meet your different stages of life, right? And
correct.
And we should be able to have solutions that meet all of those needs. And I think, you know, we're looking at new approaches. Perhaps there's the, you know, Uberizing of housing coming down the road, some disruptive technology that'll make it easier to do that. And I think, you know, you're right. We need to be thinking about particularly those moderate income families that don't necessarily meet the federal regulations for getting assistance and yet are increasingly being further and further stretched. So there's no question we're losing the middle class, and we are certainly losing, at rapid rates, homes that are affordable for families all the way up and down the income ladder.
Look,
with the exception of high end. For sure.
it all starts with a discussion, but the discussion needs to precipitate action. You're saying that you've got another thing coming up in the next few weeks. What's going on?
Yeah, so in May, we are partnering with a group called Credit Builders Alliance. One of the things we want to do, and your listeners may not be aware of this, but if you're a renter and you're paying your rent on time, religiously, it's not counting one bit towards your credit score. So one of the things we want to try to do is help people improve their credit so they have access to better capital and, you know, at least it get them on the pathway to being closer linked to opportunity, also to financial savings, because you know, these days, many people don't even have any resources left over to save for a rainy day fund. So we'll be talking and bringing financial partners and resources to bear, because we're largely an advocacy organization, but there are a lot of wonderful groups in the Miami-Dade area that are providing services that will help link families to additional opportunities, to housing providers, and that kind of thing. So we're looking forward to coming back, and hopefully as we get closer, you'll be able to give a shout out and remind folks to come on out. We'll be doing it on a weekend. It'll be a fun day of music, as well as awareness building efforts and connecting these Miami residents to services on
All
the
right.
ground.
We're out of time. You got to make sure you connect with me. I'll see if I can get the station to help you with that somehow. And I want to make sure we address the middle class hole in the donut, because that's really where America's really having the problem today. There's programs for the top and the bottom, but there's nothing in the middle. We got to address that. And Ali, I really appreciate you coming on. I want to thank Lisa for arranging it, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much, Ali Solis, for bringing the affordable housing question into focus on the show today. Thanks, Ali.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Jim.
My pleasure. Wanda, rock the house. We're going to talk after this about how I find deals, and we'll also give an update on how Vivian's feeling and what's up next for her. Stick with us. It's an awesome show, if I do say so myself.
All kinds of weather, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line. Okay,
song. I love Harry. This Harry Belafonte, right? I love this song.
C.
You know, I want to get Ali on with my friends from Metronomic that we're on. I think they're both addressing the same issue from different ways, and I think that everybody is really on to something. We need to address the cost of living here in South Florida. It's high. It's getting higher. It's like
I don't know how it can be done. I just don't even know.
We're going to have to figure it out, Wanda.
I just don't know.
People are going to have to live together. They're going to have to get along. And what's going to happen is when people start seeing what the issue is and its impact on them, then they will get activated. So it's really about information and getting it out there. And that's what we just did. So we're helping just with that. Hey, you know, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you get every advantage that you can. That's why you check out Warren Henry. They give you those advantages. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville and all kinds of great nameplates down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry!
Rock your body on time, off the chimney, jump in the line, rock your body on time, whoa!
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
Hey, everybody, if you need cash, give me a call. If it's real estate-based financing you need, I can help you. That's right. Maybe you've got some cash tied up in your investment property or your home. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We can help you. One person makes the decision. We'll commit today. We'll close in a week. That's right. Commit today. Close in a week. You know, I get all these calls offline, and I really appreciate it. I want to help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got a client from overseas. Well, we can help you finance that client. Doesn't matter where they're from. We can help. Maybe they closed all cash and they want to pull some cash out. We can help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic. Weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. And like I promised, first we talked about the affordable housing crisis and how they can't find any sites to build affordable housing.
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, they will.
I'm trying to be hopeful here.
Be hopeful. Keep an open mind. There's a way to get it done. My friends at Metronomic are doing it. They're doing it. They're building a couple of deals right now
in Coconut Grove. I've been looking for the perfect bridge.
We're getting close, Wanda. Right. We're getting close. Okay. I really think the solution for you is finding the right house behind the house on Miami Beach and living in one of those back houses on Miami Beach.
Like a back house.
You should kind of drive around. You should drive around and take a look.
I like the Magnum PI way of living.
Man, that's pretty good, too.
That's how I'd like to live.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about this off air. I've got a couple of ideas for you.
Okay.
All right. See, I can even help Wanda find a place to live.
If you can help me, I mean, yeah, no.
Well, I will help you, I promise.
You are a miracle worker, though.
Well, we know that. Look what I did for Vivian.
Yeah.
I love that
woman. Speaking of which, we'll get to her soon.
She's next. Okay, so let's talk about how I find deals. We're going to talk basic blocking and tackling. This came up the other day. I had a young person in my car. We were going up and down the street, and suddenly I realized that he didn't know what was going on, and I needed to stop and tell him point number one. Point number one is you're going to drive up and down that street four or five times in that same day. You'll see something different every single time. Young person came in my car with one of those little post-it note thing. It was a big one, but it was a post-it note. I said, dude, you need the big legal pad. And what are you going to do? You're going to draw a line up and down that legal pad, and you're going to start numbering the stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. In order. In numerical order, so you'd be able to keep track, and so your thoughts will look organized when you share them with somebody. So you're going to drive up and down the street four or five times. I used to do it before they had this point and shoot where you could go online and see who owned the property. I had to do it by what they call meets and bounds. Oh my God, it was horrific. And then about 10 years ago in Clearwater, St. Pete's, Pine Ellis, we'll call it Pine Ellis County, they came up with it first. It was IMAP, the guy had it. So what did I do? I drove over to Pine Ellis County, and I started using it there. I was using this to buy shopping centers at the time. It was an awesome tool, and thank God it's available now. But that makes it hard to do something that other people aren't doing. So what you need is you need to train your eye and go with somebody that can help you look. So I would drive by, and I would say, see that big office building over there with the big parking lot? Maybe we buy the office building. We build structured parking on the parking lot for the building and for our apartments. Bingo, now we have an apartment building. I'm not sure how affordable that deal would be, by the way, Wanda, but I'm trying. Then another thing I did was say, hey, look at all these 1, 2, 3-story deals here. Why aren't there high-rises here? You know, but you also got to know what's going on. The reason there was no high-rises there is because they had poor structural soil, and it would cost too much back in the day to build a high-rise there. But that's back in the day. Here I go, ruining all the housing now, Wanda. But now in today's world, you got higher prices that people will pay for these close-in locations. So you buy the businesses, they're cash-flowing land banks. When you're ready, you knock down the business or you build over them and you go. In fact, what you're seeing today, I just drove up Federal Highway, US 1. My gosh, I'm dated. It's Biscayne Boulevard. I'm losing my mind. And at 125th Street, I saw a great example of a retrofit. You had a really old office building that's in a great location. You know, people are not going to want to travel from 125th Street or Bal Harbour as much anymore, so they want to be in that office building. And they're putting, you know, shallow bay retail in front of it because the area needs retail. Now, that's great, but I seriously don't think people are getting out of their cars to walk there yet. So, as my mom says, yes, Mom, it's my fault. Traffic is increasing. Also, another way I find deals is I call everybody I know all the time. I say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? How's the family? Got anything I can sell, buy, or finance? This is what I'm looking for. Do you have it? Do you have a friend that has it? Do you have a friend of a friend that has it? Sounds like I'm doing a Facebook ad? Yeah, but that's why I titled this segment, What's Old is New. You still got to talk to people. You still got to go out. Some of the best things I've done is I just go out to lunch alone at a place where I know everybody's going to go to lunch, and I have collisions at the lunch, and people tell me what their ideas are. I was waiting for the call. This is a great way to find deals. I was talking to Wanda about the affordable housing crisis before the show today, and I got an email. The email was from a young person that I had mentored many years ago, and they said, Jim, look, I just opened up my office. Come visit. And oh, by the way, I happen to have an off-market transaction. The minute he tells me that, it's not off the market, it's on the market. And I will call it a lightly marketed transaction in a great location that nobody knows about for 400 units. By the way, if you want to see that deal, you call me 305-773-6300. I'm not saying anything more about it on the show. But that's the way it happens. You have a good reputation. You put it out there. You're kind to people. You help people. It comes back like a boomerang. Maybe not that fast, but it comes back. And I can guarantee you the young man that was in the car with me that day that I was giving, I went back. He had everything computerized. It was on his list. He said, Jim, when are you coming back? I want to do another street. I love that guy.
Street walkers.
No, they're street drivers. Not street drivers.
That's what we are.
Another way is to just block and tackle. Call all the leads, call the people, call the brokers that you know. I guarantee you that the brokers are only showing you half of the deals that they know. My favorite line in the business as an acquisitions guy, get your pencil ready because this is the money-making thing of the whole day. The broker is my customer. I want the person that's got the deals to be my friend. I want them to know that I'm out there to make them money. I want to help them close. And a lot of times, maybe they need some creative financing that I can bring to the table, or maybe they're not able to get through the spam filter or some of the big companies, or the big companies, you know, they got a whole big pipeline. They're trying to finish it. They don't believe that there's a project that they can make the numbers work on because they've tried 100 times in the last 3 months and they haven't been able to find a deal. I'm telling you, they're out there. And what you've got to do is you've got to go and you've got to block, you've got to tackle, you've got to, last week we had the lady on about fear. You got to fight the fear. You say, what's that? What's fighting the fear? When I want to buy a piece of property and there's a business on there, I will look it up. I will find out who owns everything around them. Then I will go in and I will talk to the business person. I'll bring my resume. I'll tell them how I've sold property that they've developed thousands of units on, millions of square feet. I'm the man. And I want them to feel that I'm the man, because everybody wants to do business with who?
Jim Fried.
Well, the man. Yeah, but me too. Yes, thank you, Wanda. Your $5 is in the mail.
Thank you.
Okay. And so the reality is that if you get out there and you meet the right people and create the best collisions, this is another great way. I go to the events. And yes, I've worked myself up to where I'm a speaker, but I met one of my best family offices when I was moderating a speech, and one of the speakers, a very well-known person, very well-respected, mentioned that he liked doing business with me. And this family office was in the back. I'd never met the young people. They had just formed the family office. They came up to me, and we're talking deals. We're talking to people like my friends at Metronomic. High five to the Metronomic guys. I must have mentioned them 1,000 times today. There you go. You gave them the five. And so you join. Here are some of the places. CCIM, great place to find people that have deals. The CCIMs have been on the show, been sponsors of the show. I love them. Why? Because these are people that go out and make it happen. When you listen to the end of the show, I say, now go out there and make it happen. The CCIMs do. And a lot of them have what you call pocket listings, things that they know about that they can't get under control. So they're only going to tell you if they trust you. So what do you got to do? You got to earn their trust. You got to have the reputation to be trustful. You got to go out there. You got to treat them like gold. Again, I'll say it again. Get the pencil out. The broker is my customer. That's right, and also the property owner. I want the property owner to feel good, to understand why they should take cash and not put their money in the deal. That's a topic for another day. And then the final thing that I do is I just go to meetings. And then in the meeting, I ask everybody, do you have, this is what I want, this is what I need, how can I help you? It goes back to when I was selling pots and pans. And I would say to people, you like nice things, don't you? Well, people like to be treated nicely, don't you?
Yeah.
So, well, I work hard to carve out my little niche in the industry, which is that I know a lot of people and I can help you get your deal capitalized. And I do it in a way with a tone and feel that I believe is in step with today's approach, today's feel in business. You can be a tough business person, but you've got to be an open one. You've got to be caring, and you've got to realize that you have to create, in my opinion, an ecosystem. I hate that word. You got to create an environment around you where people feel comfortable about doing things, because the person that owns the land or that owns the property that you want to buy, for the most part, unless it's an institution, it may be the only thing they own. It may be the biggest asset in their family portfolio. So you have to treat that person with respect and their real estate with respect, because that's the way they feel. And you hear Bruce on here, Brewster Kell, talking about it. I talk about it. It's all about them. When I say the broker is my customer, and I've been saying that for 30 years, Bruce, you didn't teach me that one. The broker is my customer. I was one of the first people that was using the online internet stuff. I did all that. Listed properties, was a first mover on all that. But it all comes down to the relationships you build and the way you maintain them, and if you can see the future. You see, I can drive down the street and I can see the future. That's perhaps my biggest skill. It's one that's earned and learned over time. And you get that skill by driving around in the car with other people who've done it, and by being able to think about the future. You heard Allie, our first guest, talking about how you got to be able to buy properties before growth gets there. I have a friend that did that. His name's Dave Lombardi. He bought property in Wynwood before Wynwood, I think, even had a name. Now Dave is what I would consider the mayor of Wynwood. He and his family are very incredible investors because they were first movers in Wynnewood. Great example of creating a portfolio of acquisitions. Also, the Goldman family did that in Wynnewood. Moish Mena did that in Wynnewood. There's other people that did it after Dave did it. But that's an example of how you find property, how you find real estate, how I do it. Next week, we'll figure out another topic that we can talk about that can help you make money and improve your business. If you have an idea, you can send me an email at, you can send it to jim@freedonbusiness.com. And if I like it, I'll talk about it and we'll have a great time together and we'll make money for each other and all of the people we know. Now stick with us because the next part of the show is going to warm your heart. We're going to talk about Vivian, my little lady. The body parts inside her are still introducing themselves, but we've had nothing but magic. I just love that girl. And you're going to hear it right after this. Wanda, all yours. Oh, Wanda, my favorite's Learning to Fly. I love this guy. My wife and I saw Tom Petty in that concert that they memorialized on tape and in video. It was a wonderful experience, a moving experience. I love Tom Petty, but Tom Petty, man, a victim of today's pharmacology. They said originally, yeah, he died of a heart attack. Nuh-uh, if you read on, he died of a drug overdose. Accidental. Poor guy. He was going to tour again. He had a lot of things that ached and pained him, and he just went over the top on it. Really feel bad about that. Okay, we're going to talk about Warren Henry. I want to encourage everybody to be a fan of Warren Henry. Wanda, I see who's calling. Let's talk to him after the break, okay? He can add value to what we've been talking about. I want to tell everybody when you've been looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and red cap service. You also get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So please join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. It'll be good for you. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, take it away.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
All right. Hey, if you need some cash, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because we're one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. We can do loans privately up to $15 million. That means you call us. One person makes the decision. We can close that day. We can fund foreigners. We can fund people with bad credit. We fund creative real estate developers that simply need a bridge from today to tomorrow. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're in the last segment. I'm going to talk about what's going on with Vivian, but we've got a caller.
Phone call.
All right, we'll do a quick phone call, then we'll talk about Vivian. Hey, Miguel, what's up?
Hey, Jim, is this the line for the free Heat ticket?
Hey, now. Hey, now. Well, you know, call back. I'll get you Marlins tickets. That I got. The Heat ticket's not so real. But how you doing, Miguel?
I'm doing well. Hey, man, I couldn't agree more with what you were talking about as far as finding good deals and sourcing them. You know, we had just gone off the phone maybe an hour before you got off the show. So, yeah, man, couldn't agree more. And happy to see that Vivian's doing well.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. I look forward to grabbing a coffee. Don't say much more. We don't want anybody else jumping on our deals.
Exactly. I'll see you Tuesday.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to it, Miguel. Thanks for calling in and giving us some great positive energy on the show today.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Vivian. You heard Miguel talking about Vivian. Vivian's being watched by people all across the world, actually. We've gotten calls and email stuff, 350, 400 likes on stuff. She's just a force of nature, and that's good because what we're trying to do is get the word out about living donors, kidney donation. We'll get Vivian on the show soon. She'll talk to people about what made her kidneys fail so we can hope people hopefully have people that'll avoid doing that. But Vivian is doing great. She's home now. She's resting. I love her dearly. I'm on my way back to see her after this today. Honey, by the way, feel better. You got a little sniffles. We got to be careful with that. So take a little Advil. I'll come home and I'll hug and kiss you. I promise. But when Vivian and I go out, we wear masks. We're the masked Avengers when we go out. People don't even look funny at us. They kind of really smile and feel good because I think intuitively they know kind of what's going on. It's two people in love trying to get their world back in order and moving forward. And that woman powers me. Well, the radio show is all from her. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have the radio show. It was sort of her idea and her format. And when she comes back, she's going to help me make the radio show even better. Honey, I don't think people mind me telling you over the radio that I just absolutely love you and you rock my world. Now, what's been going on? We've been going to appointments. If you're looking on Facebook, that's the appointment list. I got like 52 pages of appointments. We put them in. I got an appointment I put in for July. We're going to see her surgeon in July. She had a great surgery, a great outcome. They love her. They keep reducing her medications for rejection because she's getting such a great result. Betty DiMartino, the beautiful living donor. I went to Barry's the other day in Coconut Grove and saw her lovely daughter. We gave a hug and talked about it. Betty is a little uncomfortable, but she's going to have a good recovery. And, you know, you look in her face and you just see the face of God. She's just the most beautiful, giving, loving person. No one could do more for somebody than what Betty did for us. And we love her. We love her dearly. So if you want information about organ donation, you can call the Miami Transplant Institute. You can send me an email, jim@freedonbusiness. I'm happy to forward you to wherever I think they might be able to help. But the main thing is that my girl, Vivian, is getting better. In a few months, we'll be able to go places. We're making plans to go to Atlanta to be with our family for my mom's 80th anniversary. We're going to take her up there. We're finally making plans for the future. We're finally beginning to stop living day by day. And Betty DiMartini, it's all because of her. The woman is a complete blessing. And we need to come together as a community. You heard our first guest talking about it, Allie, about community housing. You heard me talking about it now with the kidney donation. But the thread through it all is love and caring and respect for one another. And I think that's the last thing I'm going to say on the show today is that we got to have more respect and caring for one another. Yeah, we work hard. We get good grades. We make money. But we also got to care about one another so that we get along and have a community and an environment that we live in that's tolerable, especially as more and more people live in this small, finite space. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank them. I want to thank our friends at Flex Wheels. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Next Wave. I want to thank Warren Henry again because I love them, and I'll thank Warren Henry again. The Marlins are going to be back as sponsors in the summer. I'm going to the 25th anniversary unveil next week with my good friend Mike Siegel. Of course, the most important people to thank are you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show. Please tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Give me a call. Tweet me at Jim Freed. The show's at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, Freed on Business. Well, we get all kinds of hits. If you missed today's show, Robert Pitts will have it posted, well, as soon as he possibly can, probably tomorrow. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 a.m. Thursday at 6 o'clock. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Honey, I'm on my way home. I love you. Well, you can do anything. You must take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, sip in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off my blue shoe. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything. Shoot.
sure. Do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off of my shoe. And don't do dab on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
Traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.